In the clinical presentation, as I mentioned, that the patient will be complaining of the pain, which can be the continuous, at least 8 hours daily for over 15 days per month and 3 months duration. Described as a dull aching or throbbing pain, which is occasionally sharp and even burning, but most of the time it is a dull aching pain. It is localized to the anatomical area around the tooth in most of the cases, because the cause is mostly associated with the tooth implants or removal of the tooth, especially the wisdom tooth, associated with depression, anxiety and somatization. Kyunki zyadatar pain syndromes mein aapko zarur milega. Marked allodynia in the area is typical, as well as hyperesthesia or even hypoesthesia or anesthesia. क्योंकि जब हमारे पास न्यूरोपैथिक डैमेज होता है ना, नर्व डैमेज, तो या तो वो एलोडाइनिया इंक्रीज्ड पेन के साथ प्रेजेंट करेगा, या फिर उसमें सेंसेशंस बहुत ही ज़्यादा इंक्रीज्ड होंगी या डिक्रीज हो जाएंगी, एब्सेंट होंगी, अलॉन्ग विद द एविडेंस ऑफ स्वेलिंग एंड फ्लशिंग. इट कैन बी द यूनिलैटरल और बायलैटरल, स्पेशली अगर हम ट्राइजैमिनल न्यूरोपैथिक पेन की बात करते हैं, तो वो यूनिलैटरल भी हो सकते हैं और बायलैटरल भी. DDs may, you are going to include dental causes such as a cracked tooth. तो अगर cracked tooth है तो वो भी continuous pain cause कर रहा होता है, चाहे कि उसमें neuropathic pain, neuropathy हुई हो या ना हो. Severity varies from mild, moderate to severe. For the investigations, आपने जो differentials रखे हैं कि cracked tooth तो नहीं है, उसके लिए आप intraoral x-rays कर सकते हैं. And to determine other causes like fracture, teeth which are inadequately root filling or damage to the local nerves, ke liye aap CT bhi karke dekh sakte hain. For the management, the first line treatment is reassurance and written information that it may settle down slowly on its own. Avoidance of further invasive treatment that has caused the damage. Maintenance of good oral hygiene to prevent further dental problems. Analgesia obviously has to be given in the form of NSAIDs, that is paracetamol or other NSAIDs. In the second line treatment, we can give amitriptyline, SSRIs, gabapentin, pregabalin. And in third line, multidisciplinary approach if the pain become chronic, using cognitive behavioral therapy seems to be effective.